Good, Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's learn. First of all, I want to thank Moshe Siederbaum, Amy and Moshe are sponsoring the as the Panis Hayom, the Shir and the Schus of Moshe's mother, Allah Hashem, is a wonderful woman I remember very well. Maris Perel Leah, Baz Reb Shmuel Chaim HaKohen, and Hashem Shav and Ali and the whole family Shavim Simcha and Nachas. Okay, let's finish this mimer, what I wanted to learn in this mimer. You received from Moshe David last week some pages. We're going to be continuing on the Pnimius of the Avoida of Midas HaYisod from a kuntris that we'll talk about in Midas Hashem. I don't know if we'll get to it today. I think we'll be able to start today. But let's finish this piece from Rav Sasson. Actually, he just sent the message to the whole Chevra. He's so excited that we're learning this Maimra, and he's looking forward to meeting everybody when we get to Yerushalayim next time, when we're able to get back to Yerushalayim. So he would want to meet with all of us together and to give us a shiur, to learn with him in person. He's so excited. So I just told him that I'm going right now. We're learning this Maimra, and he's so humble. He's so sweet. He's such a tzaddik. And I can say all these things is, even if he listens, he doesn't know a word of English. So it's such a machaya. You don't have to worry, he doesn't manage no English at all. He's pure, just pure with anything from the outside world. It's a special tzaddik, this is true. So, it's Parashas Parah. It's hard to believe. It's already Pesach coming. It's Parashas Parah. And Parashas Parah, Yesh Bami Taharos and Shri Yisrael, the Tahara of the Jewish people. Even though we don't have, we're not zoche to have a Parah Aduma, but the sugi of Tahara is what we're thinking about now. Preparing for Pesach, we do what we can. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Parah Aduma, we don't have a Kohen Gadol. We learn, Baruch Hashem, we learn. And the Avodah of Tahara, and Shi Yisrael, I was just thinking, it's so interesting how, before we start, thank you, Jeff. You see that the Mishnah, I didn't have a chance to look it up, just when I'm walking down, I'm thinking about this, how the Mishnah in Parah, I think it's the third parak in Parah, the Mishnah tells us how they were mafish, the person that was the Kohen that was taking care of the Paraduma, 7 days before he was preparing the Paraduma, he had to go by himself, and there was a whole hafrasha. It's interesting. Maybe we understand at the beginning of Masechta Yuma by the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol had to make all the hachanis. Yeah, Kohen Gadol, all the hachanis and all the halachas, and to be able to go lifnai v'lifnam on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to make hachanis. It was a very big avodah. But talking about the Paraduma was that, first of all, it wasn't the Kohen Gadol, it was a skan, and the avodah wasn't so complicated, what he was doing, and what was the 7 days of precious? And I was just thinking about how the Torah says that taharas and shei yisrael, to be Isaac and tahara of the Jewish people, to try to purify ourselves and to take a step away from the world and to understand that unless you do that, you really can't come to that kedusha of taharas yisrael. When we were singing last night, we felt a little lag boimah dick, because Purim always comes out the same day as lag boimah. It's plag. Pei lama gimel. Purim, lag boimah is always, there's a deep connection between Purim and lag boimah, a very deep connection. Rabbi Shimon, it's a very deep connection. And this is the whole purpose of this limud that we're doing is to try at least to our best to be Isaac in this sugi of taharas and shei yisrael, of the Paraduma. The tumas mace of our generation is this inyan of Pagam Habris. That's really the tumas mace and all the sadness that it brings. And that's what we're trying to learn a little bit. So we're talking about the maskala, the foundation, the scale, priorities. At the beginning of this avodah of Yisod is to put things into order. So let's just finish this last chelik of what we're doing on page Yud Tes, and then we'll get to the Maimon in Yisaitis Vavadis Hashem. Sulam Ha'arachim Ha'pnimi, on page Yud Tes. It's from the last pages that we have. Sulam Ha'arachim Ha'pnimi B'mamaki Ha'nefesh. Every person has to have within himself B'mamaki Ha'nefesh to have a scale. This scale, it's called the Sulam, a ladder of priorities, but a scale of priorities. This is what we've been talking about the last month or so. B'mamaki Ha'nefesh Shu'a Kaveh Es Kol Avadis Hashem. And this is what is Kaveh, one's entire Avadis Hashem. Hu nekudas hayisod she'alav nivna hakol. That's the nekuda of yisod, the foundation, upon which everything is built. Now listen carefully. What does that mean, lemaisa? But Paul, what does it mean? Yesh anoshim she'sulam harachim shelam banui b'tzur hashayin. Everybody has, each one of us has a different sulam, a different ladder, a different way of measuring what's important, what's most important, less important, like we were talking about last Sunday. Rosh ha-pyramida nimtza ha-cheshek li'az Rosh Hashiva. You have a certain bacher, he's sharp, he's good learning, and it could be that he grows up, and at the top of that pyramid of his priorities in life, he wants to be Rosh Hashiva. I think it would be all okay if our boys wanted to do that, and they had that sheifa to be Rosh Hashiva. So at the top of the pyramid of this young man, his highest priority is to be Rosh Hashiva. That's his highest priority. So what would you say about that? I mean, it's a choshev thing. He doesn't want to be a disc jockey. He doesn't want to be a quarterback for the Jets. He wants to be Rosh Hashiva. Is there a problem with that? Everybody's okay with that? We'd be proud if our boys wanted to be Rosh Hashiva. Okay. Amakubal Eloki. Oh, now what happens if you have a son? He wants to be a Mekubal Eloki. He wants to be the next Baba Sali. He wants to be a Baba Sali, a Baba. Somebody has a problem with you. You have a son that wants to be a Mekubal, wants to be an Inish Kaddish. Sounds good. So far sounds good, yeah? Ulahavdil Elef Alfei Avdolos, and then you have someone else has a son, Lahavdil. We're not talking about a Shiva or a big Mekubal. Lios Oshir or Mekubal. So this boy, wants to be very, very rich. Everybody okay with that? Everybody's all right with the kid having a lot of money? You look like you're getting funny now. Mechubad. Mechubad doesn't mean that he's a schnarr for kavod. He's a nish mechubad, you know. He's a respected person. He's a bekavod, a good person. Well, these are good things. Not everybody can be a shiva or mechubal. An asher, mechubad. Mimelo automatit sulam harachim nemad behatem lamash nitza b'raisha pyramida. So if a person wants to be a Rosh Hashiva, that's his goal, that's at the top of his pyramid, he wants to be a Rosh Hashiva, it means that everything else in his life he's going to set according to that goal of being a Rosh Hashiva. If he's serious about it, that means that he's not going to hang out ben hazmanim, it means that he's going to be steiging Bismedrus till late at night. He's going to be writing a lot of notes. He's going to be writing the shiurim over. He's going to be chazering a lot. There's a lot that goes into becoming a Rosh Hashiva. Tremendous amount of work. And he's driven. This kid is driven to be a Rosh Hashiva. He wants to be a Rosh Hashiva. So he'll do what it takes to be a Rosh Hashiva. So it hurts him a little bit. All of his friends, let's say, they're going ben hazmanim to the Alps or something skiing. Those are the poor kids in the neighborhood. So they're going to the Alps skiing, and he has a little bit of a thing, you know. The whole chevra is going skiing, but to his credit, he set out in life to be Rosh Hashiva. You don't become Rosh Hashiva by ben hazman stuff like that. So he's going to stay in Steig. And his mother goes up to him and says, "Honey, you know, you work so hard. It's okay to go with the boys for a week. You can go." And he says, "No, ma," because he's got that picture in his head. It's got that picture in a Rav Gifter, Rav Gedalia Shor. You know, they're going to write about him, an American Adam Godel. You know, an American Rosh Hashiva. And, you know, he's got that picture, the next big American Godel. You know, he's got that in his head. Beautiful. So he doesn't go on the trip. And everything he decides in life, could be some events are going someplace that does not work together with what he wants to be, even not on a ben hazmanim. He's He sticks to his program. Kol kavod. And every single one of these people, the mekubal Eloki, he understands a mekubal. You want to be a mekubal, and he means it. It's not a joke. So you want to be a mekubal? Careful what you look at, and he has to be even more careful than the future Rosh Hashiva about where he goes, and also his limudim as far as a mikveh, tehillim, learning what he needs to learn to prepare, whatever it takes, fasting, kedusha, Yosef HaTzadik, all of the right things to be a mekubal Eloki. Each person. Somebody wants to be very, very, very wealthy, and he set his goal on becoming very wealthy. Also, he plans things out accordingly. What will most likely bring him to that goal that he has in mind, that by the time he reaches the age of 25 or 30, he wants to be ready, well-to-do, and have a beautiful home, and be able to give a lot of tzedakah, in a nice way. But he does everything according to that sulam, that every person has in his head, this sulam, this ladder, this scale. Everybody has that. Sulam harachim ne'mar behetem l'ma shenitzev b'rosh ha'pyramida. It all goes according to what's the order by that pyramid in his brain. Now, so the tzaddik here now analyzes this mahalach. Kshalamdonus omedes b'rosha pyramida. So going back to this wonderful young man who wants to be Rosh Hashiva. So to be a Rosh Hashiva, you have to be a big lamdan. It's not enough. It's not enough just that you went through a lot of gemaras. You have to be a lamdan. So lamdonus is something that is up there. That's at the top of his pyramid, to be a lamdan, because if you're not a lamdan, you can know a lot of Torah, but if you can't say over a beautiful shiurim and love this, you're not gonna be able to be a Rosh Hashiva, you're not gonna be able to say such high level shiurim. So kshalamdonus omedes b'rosh ha'pyramid. So now we're talking about this tzaddik who has lamdonus at the top. Lamdonus. Oz hamishkal yateba oifen lomuchushav l'kivun ha'gemara. Obviously, that person's scale, the future Rosh Hashiva, that scale is going to be very, very filled with Gemara. Not necessarily even Halacha, but Gemara, because that's where he's going to be Matzliach, to be a Lamdan, and to say Shiurim, to be Rosh Hashiva. That's going to be Gemara, so it's going to be packed. That side of the scale is going to be packed. Baruch Hashem. It's going to be packed with Gemara. Umimela ha'achro v'hashkosh shetinosin le'gemara bi'iyun. Not just Gemara, not just Bekiyas, as I said a moment ago, because from Bekiyas and Gemara you're not going to be a Rosh Hashiva, but it's going to be packed with Gemara bi'iyun, ba'omek, Gemara. Now, what very, very often happens, here's where we get into the complications of this scale, is that Mimela, he says, when a person doesn't have that tzimon le'elokus, here's where we get to all that we've been talking about. When the yesod, when the foundation of your avodas Hashem, when the foundation, the yesod, this is what yesod is about. And this all of Shmir Sefer comes from this. The whole inyan of Pagam Abris is when this is off. When the yisod, when the foundation is not a tzimon, a thirst to be dovuk to Hashem, this wonderful young man who's got that scale packed with Gemara Biyin because his goal is to be Rosh Hashiva, that could be on the cheshbon, it's most likely, it's very, very likely, it's going to be on the cheshbon of what? Of davening. Doesn't have to be. It wasn't like that by Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker was a big lamdan. It wasn't like that by Reb Aaron Cutler. By Rav Moshe, it was just Rav Moshe's yahrzeit. It wasn't like that by Rav Moshe. But these were Jews, Rav Moshe, Rav Aaron, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, these were Jews that were filled with the tzimon for Hashem. So I saw how my Rabbi davened. I only had Litvish Rebbeim. I never learned by Chassidish Rav. All my Rebbeim were great Litvish Gedolim. I saw my Rabbi Rav David Litvish how he davened. It was a wonder to watch him daven. His davening was unbelievably inspiring. I was zeichet to see three times. I was zeichet to daven with Rav Moshe Feinstein. Once Shachris and twice Mincha. I davened with Rav Moshe because there was a whole tour. There was a whole system by, you know, guys want, when he was ready, it was hard for him to go out. So we're davening Mincha in his apartment on the Lower East Side. So you had to take like a number, or you got turned. And you said, Rav Moshe Feinstein, how he davened. He was Nishalakim, Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe's lamdas, Rav Moshe was the biggest lamdan in the world. By Rav Yosef ben Soloveitchik, I was eichet to daven 5 feet away from him because he didn't want to go to any, he didn't like to get daven by any mizrach thing. He said, daven, you could stand next to him by Rav Yosef. I was eichet to many times to help him put the talus on his head. It was hard for him to move his arms. And I was always, since I have OCD and all that stuff, I think. So I was always like the first one in shul, and he was always standing there. Before, he was always coming early, and he stood there with his talus, waiting for somebody to help him. Can you imagine? He was the first one. People don't know what a tzaddik he was. They just know he was such a genius. He was standing there with his talus by himself, and I was the second person in shul. And he would say, he would ask, could you help him with the talus? And I had the schus to be able to take many times. To take the talus and to help him with his talus. Tzaddik, he was a tzaddik. Of course, the tzidkus was overshadowed by his guidance, but he was a tzaddik. He was all tzaddikim, these people. It was at the center of the scale, the foundation of these of their lives was Avodas Hashem. But when you take an American kid, and he's sharp and brilliant, and he's got this picture of being a Rosh Hashiva. And the Tzimon LaHashem, Dveikus BaHashem, Avodas Hashem, is not at the top, but the Rosh Hashiva thing. Rav Moshe never had, you could guarantee he had a thing, Rav Moshe didn't have this picture of him being like sitting at the dais of, you know, Moshe Gedol Torah. It wasn't Rav Moshe's Indian, you understand. It pained him any time that anybody, because I saw, it pained him. He had a look on his face whenever, you know, they stood up or anything. He couldn't take it, Rav Moshe. Your mamash couldn't take it. But you get an American bacher, he's brilliant, and he wants to be a Rosh Hashiva. So it could be very, it's very possible it's going to, that the scale with has that Gemara, or that Gemara, it could be that the davening is going to, you know, the davening is not going to work out so good. It could be even that in Yenu of Kedusha, it's not going to work out so good with Kedusha either. Not going to work out so good. So Tahara slave. Could even be like when it comes to something like Midas and so on. When it comes to Midas. There's somebody that I know that he was telling me that his son wanted to learn in a certain yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and it's a very, very well-known yeshiva, a chashuv yeshiva, and the father told me that he told his son, you want to go there, that's what the guy is like, it's a big thing to get to that yeshiva, go to the yeshiva, and steig in learning, but I'm asking you, try not to learn at all from the midas of the Rosh Hashiva. Don't be that kind of a person. It's terrible. He said, I don't want you to have a shaychus there. He's filled with gaiva, arrogance, puts down the gdolim, the Rosh Hashiva. Don't go to the yeshiva and make nice friends, but please stay away from him. And I know what he was talking about. Unfortunately, he said, stay away from that Rosh Hashiva. So, that wasn't what Hashem had in mind by Har Sinai, such a thing. First of all, not the Lashon Hara, and not the such a Rosh Hashiva. That's not the Tachlis. That's not the Tachlis. So it could be that a person is a genius, and he's going to end up being a big all-star Rosh Hashiva type of person, and knows how to say Lamda Shashirim, but he's missing davening, taharas halev, a pureness of pashtus, of tamimus, of tzidkis. Shal hayashus amidus. Could be he doesn't have good midas. That's what this father is worried about. He doesn't have good midas. Zelom uzan. It's not balanced. The scale's not, it's off. That's not what Hashem Zbach had in mind. Izun zedovish adorish avoid the rabbi ma'oid. Izun is something which requires a tremendous amount of avaida. Izun. The thing should be balanced. It could be that this inyan of the what the Zohar calls the maskil of the scale, it stems from the Zohar card. They said this is like the yisod of a person's avodas Hashem, how to have things balanced. You could have a person. And he's a genius, and he says big shiurim, but he's not a bal seichel. Seichel zvash tevis shivchi kamayim libech. Understand? Shivchi kamayim libech. He's a big bal seichel, but a heart he doesn't have. He doesn't daven in a way of shivchi kamayim libech. He's a bal seichel. Yeah. And you could have the other way. You get a person that is all heart and everything. But and he doesn't open up a sefer, doesn't look into a Gemara, into a Mishnah, doesn't learn anything. Doesn't know what he's doing. It's not balanced. Again, they're both wonderful people, but it's not balanced. Haskel v'yadora osi. Tibi bal seichel means seichel, the mind, and it means shivchi kamayim libech. It means heartsick. To be somebody. Lias yodeas Hashem. That's what Das means. That everything is to connect. Das is connection to connect to Hashem. That at the center of the scale, the question always is, as we've been learning throughout this limud, is what is it that Hashem wants of me? Does Hashem want that the person that salamdin should come late to shul or not daven properly or not go to minyan or not to daven with sincerity? That can't be. They were upset with the Chassam Sofer, because Chassam Sofer used to have such an ariches by his davening. And there was a big rav that was visiting in Pressburg by the Chassam Sofer. And he saw the Chassam Sofer daven shachris for like 2 hours on a regular day. And this rav went over to Chassam Sofer and he says, Rabbi, it hurts me to watch this. The Chassam Sofer says, what hurts you? He said, I'm just thinking about how many more tshuvas you could be writing, you know, during that extra hour and a half, how many tshuvas you could be writing, and how many shiurim you could be giving. Chassam Sofer said, the only way that I can write those tshuvas is because of my davening. Where do you think I have such a thing to write these tshuvas? And to give over this Torah is because I daven. But that person was thinking that, the Rosh Hashiva thing, if you want to be the Shiva, that then you have to cut out, you know, they have to cut down on the other stuff. It's off. Sulam ha'arachim ha'amiti hu tzimon l'Hashem. The foundation of a Jew's, of that scale of a Jew's life must always be ha'tzimon l'Hashem. A longing and a desire to give nachas ruach to Hashem. That's it. Some people do that. They know that the best way they can give nachas ruach to Hashem is by being a reshi. That's fine, by giving over Torah. Beautiful. Another person will be by being a tzaddik, a makub. Fine. Another person to be a bal tzedakah, to be matzliach in business, and to help people. That's fine. But unless the foundation is Dveikus Bashem Tzimana Lakus, then that rich guy could end up being like someone that's has horrible midas, and that he doesn't care about davening, he doesn't care about learning. So he could be the nicest guy in the world. He gives $1 million a day to people he helps. He's a great guy. He's the nicest guy. He's a big bal tzedakah. But what happened to his davening? What's the matter with him? What happened to his learning? What kind of midas does he have? He's a rich guy, but he talks to people like they're nothing. And he writes out checks all the time. Everybody comes to him for money. He gives everybody money, but at the same time, he could talk in a terrible way. So what? That's unless Simon Lashem Devekis Bashem is the foundation, is the yisod. So then all of those other priorities can cause the person to become a very imbalanced Jew. Imbalanced. I don't know. Mess him up. Can mess him up completely. V'kavona amitis l'shem shamayim. The kavana amitis l'shem shamayim. That's what we've been talking about a lot. That a person has a certain an oivad Hashem, an emissa oivad Hashem, has a certain chush, a smell for something that's not right. After years and years of a person always working from that place of what does Hashem want me to do, he could smell when something is not. You know, if you walk into a place and they're playing a certain kind of a song, and even though it has Jewish words to it, every one of you can feel. All of us can feel be'amis a chush that this is not. It's off. That's not it. That's not what Hashem had in mind for a niggun, such a thing. It's not a niggun. It's a certain chush. When the foundation is elokus, is the dveikus of Hashem, then even though things can be dressed up to look very frum, and you can make all these songs and they look like they're, you know, and it looks like it's a party, it's a chasn, it's a fabrengen, but you feel it. But if you have that chush, then you know that this is not music for it. It doesn't become a Jew to have such music. It's not Jewish music. It's not. How did it happen that a person who, that he wants to, his whole life he's only, he wants to write negunim, he wants to make Jews happy, he wants to increase the simcha in the world with negunim. How did it come out that he wrote a niggun that belongs someplace, like, you know, in a jungle somewhere? How did he write a niggun with that? He put to it words, you know, Bracious Berlokim, or whatever the words, don't make a difference. How did he make a niggun, Bracious Berlokim, like that? He wants to do a good thing. And music is up there, and he wants to make everybody, but any true Eved Hashem hears that niggun before he even starts singing, just but before, you already feel that this is not a Jewish thing. How did it come about such a thing? The scale's off, because the foundation is not that Simon HaLukus, because when there's a Simon HaLukus, then the person has these antibodies, that he feels intuitively that this is not what the Baruch Shem had in mind. It's not what the Baruch Shem had in mind. It's not what he wanted. But when the pnimius is, when the scale, the foundation of the scale is l'shem shemayim, kasher sulam harachim mutba amoik b'leiv. When this scale, when this ladder of priorities is deep in the heart, hakol nichnas elav. You know, everything you have time for is an amazing thing. Torah works out. So, all right, the person wants to be Rosh Hashiva. No question. The Gemara's got to be packed. Good. And you have to be a big masmid. And you're not running around Ben Azman. I mean, you're not going to all these different things, whatever. Fine. But tefillah. But you have to have davening. No, you cut out, you know, sports, you can cut out some other stuff with friends, but davening? Well, how could you know? What's with davening? Hamitzvahs. Doing mitzvahs in a way. Preparing for mitzvah. Doing a mitzvah in a beautiful way. And tilas lulav. A shofar, a chanukah lecht, doing mitzvahs in a beautiful way. That's not against the Gemara. That's not against being a lamdan. Again, all the tzaddikim that the Chaim Brisk, all the tzaddikim, they were a big lamdanim. They had a tremendous love for mitzvahs. Had the Brisk Rav was with mitzvahs. So, they had a love for mitzvahs because the Tzimon was Hashem. Of course, yes, the Brisker of the in his Avodas Hashem, he found his way in Avodas Hashem to be lamdas. The Iker is lamdas in Avodas Hashem, but it was always a way of coming back to the center of the scale, which is what? Hashem. It was always that. Therefore, the Brisker of's learning, his lamdas, wasn't on the cheshbon of davening. It wasn't on the cheshbon of doing a mitzvah properly and taking your time to do a mitzvah. It wasn't a choice. Either I'm going to be a lamdan or I'm going to be a person that's a davener. Which nowadays in the yeshivas, you often feel that way. When you're growing up in the yeshivas, the feeling is, well, I have to make a choice. Either I'm going to be a lamdan or I'm going to be like very frum or something. What is that? What does that mean? What do you have to choose between being a lamdan and being frum? Being a lamdan or being a yerei shamayim, what does that mean? to make a choice like that. Derech Eretz, and when it comes to Derech Eretz, Poshet Derech Eretz, Inyan ben Alma Chaveiro. So personally, that's what this father was worried about, his son learning from that Rosh Hashiva, because how he talks to people, and is only, unless somebody is rich. If somebody is rich, then he's mechabed him. Otherwise, anybody that's not marvitz, he puts down and makes fun and so on. So how could you learn from such a person as me this? Rav Moshe Feinstein was mechabed a child. A little child came to him, he was mechabed him, like the God Hador came to talk to him. A little kid would come talk to Rav Moshe Feinstein, he was mechabed him. He was mechabed him. Not just because his father was a gevir, you understand? And people see this very, very quickly, that it's not about Avetz Hashem. The Rashiva that's not, you have a Rashiva that's a lamdan, and he doesn't talk nicely to people, but then he's mechabed rich people, it all becomes off. The whole thing is off, and everybody sees what this is. They're charetz. B'matzav zeh korach ha-ma'arich v'kuvan nachon. The korach ha-ma'arich means the ability for a person to evaluate. That's what I was talking about a minute ago, about to evaluate. Is this song, is this music something that gives nachas ruach tasha? It's not a matter of your musical background or talent. It's a hergish, it's a chush that a person develops over time. What to be ma'arich? Hu ma'arich nochan es advarim. You saw that the tzaddikim, you know, the Baal Shem Tov was ma'arich, he loved simple Jews. And the Lamdim were all upset with the Baal Shem Tov about that. Why is it that the Baal Shem Tov is going all the time with that, with these poyers, these peasants, the wagon drivers and the tailors and the carpenters, and the Baal Shem Tov davened with them, and he used to hang out with these guys. And the Lamdim made fun of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov knew what he was talking about. He was ma'arich, he valued the tmimas, the amuna of these Jews. He had such a love for these Jews because he saw their pashtus, he saw their amuna, he saw how everything that they did was coming from Yerushalayim. He loved them. He was ma'arich them. He valued them. That means to ma'arich nochen es hadvarim. Ma'arich nochen es hadvarim. He knows that learning Torah is so important. He doesn't put down people who are learning or people who are sitting in Kailal. He doesn't make fun of Jews that are learning. He's marach limud. To him, learning is a very important thing. He supports Torah, even though he might not himself be able to sit for a long time. But he's marach limud. To him, it's very, very, very important. It's very important. My father, Zechon Levach, any Talmud Chacham, my father was like, how he was marach a Talmud Chacham. And I was thinking to myself, some of these, they were like, if somebody was a rabbi, my father was marach, my father would always take him over to you. He said, go say good Shabbos. I was thinking, my father knows more than this rabbi. Like, my father knows 100 times more than this rabbi. My father is making like he's a nothing to this. But he was marach, like a person that learns Torah, a person that teaches Torah. There's nobody that's more important than someone that's teaching Torah. And you have so many times kids are growing up in homes where they come to the Shabbos table and their parents are making jokes about this Rav and that Rebbe and this and that. And nobody understands, why is it that this kid came out from this house like this and this kid came out from that house? And you can see sometimes comes out Davka from a simple house where they were not Talmidei Chachamim, but the kid comes out to have such Yiras Shamayim. Because he sat at a table and he heard his parents talking about the Rebbe and the Rav and how great, you know, even though they themselves were pashut, they were simple people. And he could have another home where the father's a big lamdan and he's saying all kinds of fancy things at the table, but he also is giving shtachs to all, you know, different tzaddikim and saying things, weird things about it. And the kid comes out to be like, and nobody knows. It's just, you see, nobody knows. One kid grew up in a place where they were marach, where they were machshev, bali mitzvahs, bali tzedakah. They were marach tamid chachamim, zechshivas, and the other one came in a place where everything is knocking and putting down. who's he? And there. It's a different person. What's choshev? What's important? Achyos mizas a tahara veselishmoshe belimud. The tzaddikim, like you see, by the Baal Shem HaKadosh, and they told us, no, the tzaddikim tell me, Baal Shem, this caused a lot. There was a lot of machlokes about this. That there are many stories about these kind of things. How the Talmud Baal Shem was saying that this Rav is a big Rav and he's a big Talmud Chacham, but he's looking down on simple Jews and he's not machshiv davening, he's not machshiv avodah and so on, and his learning is not lishma. And there's an expression that you see in the Svarma Kedoshim of Nachum a few times called some of these Rabbanim Shedim Yehudaim. It's a lashon from the Zohar. Shedim means Jewish demons. Shedim Yehudaim. It means that they're saying over Torah and they're geniuses, but they don't have the midas. The learning is not lishma. The learning is to be able to show off, to be able to show that they know how to learn, and to be able to slug somebody up and to knock down somebody else's learning and so on. And the Talmid Baal Shem couldn't stand all of that. The learning that's not lishma. Now, when a person's skill is such, where Dveikus Bashem is at the center, then growing in learning doesn't contradict davening. That's what the Chassam Sofer was saying. You're worried that I'm taking off time for learning because I'm davening? That's what you're worried about? It's not a contradiction between Torah and Tefillah. Okay, when you look at the Gemara, you see the Chassidim Mishayim. You remember how much they daven a day? Chassidim Mishayim, how much did they daven a day? Come on. 9 hours. I mean, the Achanas and the davening. It was unbelievable. We're not talking, these were not like some, Farfrumten Nanachs. We're talking, they're all very sweet and holy people. We're talking about Tanoim. Tanoim. How do you think Rabbi Kiva came? Rabbi Kiva? That's Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva. Sounds like they spend most of the day learning. What does that mean? So Chassam Sofer said, you think that you're a Rav, you're a big Talmud Chacham, you think that my davening is messing up my learning, it's on the cheshbon of my learning? Your scales are off. That's not how it works. As you as a Shemayim, you're a Shemayim. A person, a Talmud Chacham doesn't have time, he makes fun. Jews that go to Kivrei Tzadikim, go daven by Kivrei Tzadikim, to go to a Kever, to go to a Tzadik, to go to the oil, to go to Uman, to go to Rabbi Avadi Yosef's Tzion, which is in Sanhedrin, in the middle of Yerushalayim, to go to daven by a Tzadik. You make fun of such things. You don't have time to go daven by Kivrei Tzadikim. You know what it means to daven by Kivrei Tzadikim? How does that contradict your learning? How does that go against your Gemara? It's a dictic b'mitzvah. You don't have time to do a mitzvah properly. You chop mitzvahs like this. This mitzvah shabbat on the chaver, which is the hardest thing when it comes to another chaver. Mitzvah on the chaver. Lefavim afilu halimut shloi l'shma yochel avom yitarch tzimon zeh. Now, look, it's very hard to be in a madrega of everything, of learning that it should be lishma. But at least what he's saying is that if the center of the scale is at Simon LaHashem, even if you're not holding by your learning being completely lishma, but you know that it's not completely lishma, and you daven that it should be lishma, you want it to be lishma. You want that it should be lishma. Kiumak yeshadayin lohisnakim yisigim. If the center of the scale is at Simon LaHashem, then you're honest, and you know that my learning is not lishma, not pure yet. I'm still trying to compete and to be this kind of to show off, to say something fancy and learning whatever it is. But at least you know because your scale is a healthy scale. You know that that's not what Hashem had in mind. To be able to show off, to say all kinds of fancy things. That's not what Hashem had in mind. Ve'yosha Torah chashuva gam shelo lishma, and of course every Torah is chashuv, even shelo lishma. Azai hu lomed, who lomid shelo lishma. He learns shelo lishma. It's very hard to be in a medvega of lishma, but he's mispalel shalimud yavio lilimud lishma. But he's always davening, Rav Shalom, help me that my limud, that I should grow in my yoshamayim, and that my learning should bring me to my drag of lishma. Pituach peishchav, pituach korach echad ba'ofen shagarim l'shtiv l'korach acher, when they should pitucha lo ba mitoch kavon tahir l'gamre. The only time, Rav Rufin says, the only time this happens, that becoming strong in one area is on the cheshbon of another area, in Avodas Hashem, is when the scale's off. Because becoming strong in learning is not in the cheshbon of davening. And being a great davener is not on the cheshbon of learning Torah. That's not how it works. It's not a steer. It's not a contradiction. Ha'adam ochel zadayim b'chit zaynias. And the reason that is a steer in this person's life is because his cheshbon is to be the Rosh Hashiva, not to learn Torah Lishma. Going back to the opening of this, or this person's cheshbon is to be a mikubal aloki. When the Baba Sali was a kid, he wasn't thinking, I want to be a mikubal aloki. He didn't think like that. That's not what he thought. He thought, what? I want to be an Avid Hashem. And his path led him in the path of his ancestors. It wasn't that he thought, I want to be a mikubal aloki. I want to be an Avid Hashem. For one person, that takes him to business. And he wants to, his Avod Hashem is going to be the Ikkar, is to help people, support people, and so on. But the Ikkar is Avod Hashem. Therefore, this rich guy, he's a very, very big fear, but you see him davening, you see him learning. His Ben Al Machaveh is beautiful. Because you're a gevir, therefore you're not a davener, therefore you're not a learner, therefore you're not a nice guy, you don't have Derech Eretz. It's not... That means that if a person is like that, he's just stuck in chitzaynias. He's just stuck in chitzaynias. Like when you hear, yeshiva bachim, like 14, 15-year-olds, that they're hacking about this Rebbe, this yeshiva. They're talking about this one's Tish, and this one's Strama, and this one's Bekesha, you know. So they're hacking about chitzaynias. That's the hack. Bachim are talking, that's the hack. You know, this one's Tish, this one... You know, like, I'll meet somebody and someone will say to me, how's it going in Eshkaidis? How many talasim you have? You know that expression, right? Meaning, how many men are davening against? How many talasim you have? So it's a good question. How many talasim do you have? So nobody wears a talis. Nobody. There's no one wearing it. How do I have any talasim? What does it mean, how many talasim? You could put, in many shuls, you could put mannequins, like from a store, and you could put a talis over the head, and you could say, I have 400 talasim over here. 400 talasim on top of what? On top of a statue. How many talasim do you have? These are hack. All the hack is chitzonius. Chitzonius. They're waiting to hear that some rebbe said something strong. You know, like I remember back then when it was fire, you know, with Vashach and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and you know, everybody was waiting for some hack. What did the Rebbe say about the Fabrengen? And what did Rav Shach say in the yeshiva? But those tzaddikim had in Yonim that they were saying that they had cheshbonis, it was all tzidkas, it was all Hashem Shammai. But the guys were all hacking. I was like, this is life can't get better than this. Rav Shach said something about the Lubavitch Rebbe. This is like my big day. This is a great day. It's all the chitzonius. What are you talking about? People say these things. That's why so everybody's now, I've been talking about it so much lately, I'm sorry, I always go a little bit over. All this, the hacking with all this stuff with the COVID-19, what is all this stuff? It's all levushim, chitzonius. And then he'll always end the conversation by saying the same thing. You heard that Beryl came down with it, but he's not doing so, he's on a respirator. And that's the justification for spending the last hour talking about every stupid chiddush that they came out with this last week, which was an Irish kite. And because I think, you didn't hear Nabuch, he's on a respirator. Nabuch. Terrible, terrible. Just one life. Anything to save one life. It's Diburim. Is that an Irish guy? To save one life. It was Diburim. It was Havalim. So hack. Everybody's hacking. There was never such a hack like now. Do you ever see like this? Like, this is the craziest hack. Everything is like crazy with all this, all these things. I was at a Shabbaton, and they have these like a Chassidish choir, and they're all obscene, and I'm just like, I don't mind that stuff so much. The music, and I like the Chassidim, the sweet and everything like that. But it was just like, oh, a hack. I don't know, it was a hack. It wasn't about like davening. It was just a hack. And like, and the people are like, it wasn't about davening. It was just like, you know, then the guys like, you know, it was like a competition. It was, I don't know. I remember just getting old on me. But there's so much hack. And it's all levushim. So it's all levushim. It's all levushim. You see by Shalach Manas, and you get a Shalach Manas that, you know, you have these like, they charge, my wife tells me they pay $100. We have chocolate, you know, the chocolates, and then you put your finger over there, you know what I'm talking about? You go down a half a centimeter, what do you got? Styrofoam paper, right? Like I'm thinking, ooh, there's an oyster here. We have chocolate. Who knows? This is going to be chocolate. There's going to be till after Shemitah. We have chocolate, and it's all kosher Pesach for states. Can you understand? I have here. You see, there's a whole thing of chocolate, and then $100 worth of chocolate, and you go like this, and you hit the bottom right away, and you just move it a little bit like this, and there's no, it's a levushim. No, but the guy paid $100 for a paper, It's a levushim. All Yiddishkeit could be like that. You could have the choir. You could have six guys standing over there with the oiled payas, and they get with the silver talas, and they're standing up, and they're saying da 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 da, and see, you put your finger over there, it's like nothing. It's like levushim. Those are the best levushim. I'm saying it's nice levushim, but levushim is not. It's not the meaning of Avodas Hashem. Like there was, if I once told you that, you know, Rabbi Yossel Rosenblatt, the Chazan, the famous Chazan, had the greatest Chazan ever, Rabbi Yossel Rosenblatt. He was a big tzaddik. He was a big Avodas Hashem, Yossel Rosenblatt. And very honored. He was an amazing person, Yossel Rosenblatt. So there was another famous Chazan by the name of Kvartin. You heard of Kvartin? Kvartin was not a Yerei Shemayim at all. But he was a murder good talent. And it's a famous story that they say that he was upset that how come Yossel Rosenblatt back then was getting $10,000. $10,000 to daven for the army, which he gave to stuck everything. He died a poor man. $10,000, we're talking about at the beginning of the 20th, at that time, $10,000 for Yom Neroim he got. Which now would be, I don't even know, $10,000 in 1920, felt some money. I mean, and Kvartin was upset because Kvartin was getting paid $5,000. And they met each other, and Kvartin was talking to Rabbi Yossel. He says, Yossel, I get daven just as good as you. So how come they're giving you $10,000, I get $5,000? So Yossel Rosenblatt said, because I'm getting paid for the Shtilla Shemoneh Esrei Ochid. I also daven the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei. So you're getting paid for the Zosha Shad. So you're davening for the Olam. I daven also the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei. All the hack, the levushim, and the chitzonius, and all the chitzonius. Let's just finish. Give me another minute. I'm sorry. He says the chitzonius is stira ben dover ledover. Only chitzonius. There's a stira in chitzonius. There's a stira. There's contradictions. Davening, learning is a stira. In chitzonius. Kach evshel imtzel lamdon is gadol shehevil li yoyveshat bitfil. That's how a person could be a big lamdon, but his davening is very dry. That you could have a Purim, or you could have a Chasna, you could have some kind of a Simcha, but there's a lack of Derech Eretz. People are not, it's not Derech Eretz. There's a Purim without Derech Eretz, or there's a Simcha without Derech Eretz. So Simcha is very high on the scale. It is. Simcha is a huge thing in Avodas Hashem. But so is Derech Eretz. So what happened? So why is that Purim? Why is it, that's why I was making a whole thing last week. That was the hack from last Sunday's shiur about Purim not being on the cheshbon of the wives, right? So you're making Simchas a Gabaldic thing. Purim is the holiest thing in the world. But what was that? What's the Derech Eretz? Derech Eretz goes to, it's not a contradiction. Hatzimon Lashem Unishmas HaKol V'Sharash HaKol V'Tahar Li Ben Lov Duch HaBamis Erlem HaTikon Hizcho B'Maskelon. Therefore, in Kabbalah, that's the meaning. The Olam HaTikun Tohu was before there was a scale. The spheres were not. The spheres were like this. It wasn't balanced. Now we have by Tikkun, you have the scale. That's what Maskel is, the scale. Chesed Gvur, right? Chesed Gvur Tferes, going down to Yesod. Balance. When is Chesed? When the kid, everything is good, and when is Gvur to say, you can't do that, you gotta be, that's not right. You have to sit in your room for a half hour. All of that, that's called the Maskel. Mishkal Hayoitze Izun Ben HaKoyches. That balance between the koyches. Haycholus lasas izun ben koyches maschilim hisulim harachin. It begins with the latter part. Rishal piv oisim izun. Ma gerem lo chalachvia eze erech atamadiv. Overkam lashkia b'chol echad. How do you decide how much should I put into this thing or that thing? Sulam harachin. That's your priorities. Ma usulam harachin shachar. What is your sulam harachin? Ma hu hadover hayekar v'agadol b'yoyzer shach. What is that which is most dear to you? What is the most important thing to you? Erech kol harachim. Kesef kol aksar. What is the erech kol harachim? The kesef kol aksar. Shatam minich osa al bosis hasulam hazeh. That's the basis that's holding up that ladder of your priorities. Ubem seuso ato oimer that's the question of all questions. That's the question that you and I have to ask ourselves every single moment of our lives. How we treat ourselves, how we talk to our wives, how we talk to our kids, what we do in business, every single thing. That's the shaylas kol ha-shaylas. What is the yisod of that maskal, of that scale, of that ladder of priorities? So Bez Hashem, next week we're going to begin to prepare for Pesach. If you can get it by Rav Rubenfeld, you saw this by Rav Hashem. But otherwise, you'll have it on the phone. You can print it out, and Mr. Hashem will have it for next week. Just go ahead.